I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A lot of Americans from the top down are mighty angry at the British company BP. And a lot of Britons, it turns out, are mighty angry at an American family, the Glazers. They are the owners of Manchester United, one of England's mightiest soccer teams. The Glazers, who also own the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers and a shopping mall management company, bought Manchester United for $1.4 billion 5 years ago. The problem is that the Glazers are $1.6 billion in debt, and that bodes ill for Manchester United, at least according to Andy Green. His investigation into the Glazers' financial situation forms the basis of a TV documentary that airs tomorrow on the BBC.
The problem is they've loaded some very expensive debt onto Manchester United when they bought the club in 2005, particularly something called payment in kind notes, which were a feature of the financial bubble. And they are, it's called reverse amortization. They're increasing at about 16% per annum. And they've always claimed that they're not a problem for the club because the family would pay them off themselves. And what my work shows, I think, is that they can't pay them off. So they become the football club's problem. I think it's also a problem for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, I wouldn't claim great knowledge of the NFL, but there's a franchise that needs a lot of investment and is not getting investment.
Now, the Glazers bought Manchester United, you said, in 2005. What kind of scrutiny did the family get when they were about to purchase the soccer team?
Well, all they said at the time was they were putting in £272 million of equity out of the £800 million they spent. And obviously, you know, they had to have that money in the bank somewhere, but where that came from wasn't really clear. What they were actually doing was remortgaging. And they were basically, rather than selling shopping centres to finance their purchase, they were sort of doubling up the bet, effectively, and they were re-leveraging.
In fairness, it kind of sounds like you're essentially saying that some individuals are more fit than others for ownership after the fact of their business losses. Is that fair?
In the NFL, actually, they have a rule that says you can't have more than $150 million US dollars of debt. And here in England, we have no such similar rules at all. And you can basically do whatever you want. I mean, you wouldn't have been able to buy United under NFL rules, if you like. You know, we have a rather, you know, a weak rule book. And I'm not complaining about their, you know, right to borrow money or buy companies. I'm talking about the impact it's happening on my football club, and also the impact it has on the U.S. Football club Gridiron.
Now, you're a Manchester United fan, as we said earlier, Andy. Is it possible for you to separate your local club loyalty and look at this family in kind of objective terms?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we often get accused, people who oppose the Glazers, of being anti-American, but it couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, one of the best owners in the English Premier League is a guy called Randy Lerner, who's sold a credit card business, and he's an American. And it's not a problem of nationality. It's a problem of you know, the practical experience of seeing what owners do to your club. And what they've done is basically put none of their own money into the club. They put some money in to buy it, but they haven't sort of built a new stadium or invested in the playing side or anything like that. A club that makes £90 million, you know, which is sort of $120 million, mm-hmm. Should be one of the richest football clubs in the world, should be able to buy the best players and keep the ticket prices affordable for ordinary fans. And instead, you're seeing this huge outflow. I mean, it's well over £400 million already, just in interest and banking fees and management fees to the family and so on. It's, for nothing. It builds nothing. It adds nothing at all.
Another British soccer club, Portsmouth, went bankrupt earlier this year. I'm just wondering, as sports team costs go through the roof, is there actually a sustainable business model that kind of dictates how these soccer clubs are supposed to function?
There is. And ironically, United's always been one of the best run football clubs. I mean, many clubs can't even cover their salary bill. But it's like I say, that they've taken that great model and they've leveraged it up, which does impose a lot more risk. I don't see United going bust like Portsmouth almost did. I see United going into a long-term period of decline.
Manchester United fan and investment analyst Andy Green, his investigation into the finances of the Manchester United Soccer Club are the focus of a BBC Panorama documentary. It airs tomorrow night in Britain.